In 1963, Clevedon House became a stage set from where the powers over we would remake their tragedy of Romeo and Juliet. The cast consisted of a Bond girl brunette, a Huggy Bear Russian, and a very upper-class British baronet. Keeler measured in tight and trim, like a figure of eight cleat. Her Romeo was also nautical and neat, due to him being a naval attaché from the Black Sea Fleet. The opening scene began with a midnight swim. Christine skinny-dipped across the pool like a fluid streak of liquid sin. But their spy sting stumbled at the start, when Cupid's golden dart ricocheted straight into Perfumer's leather-skinned heart. Christine swan-songed him a silver tear, and Jack skipped back to his bronze star bravery from that yesteryear. He took off his band of gold, borrowed a Bentley spur, and started spending copious amounts of the sugar daddy fold. He forgot all about marriage vows and wedding bells after taking a taste of the honey, hot and sweet, from the oyster shells. The back channel spy from Devonshire Street also began to feel a little Puritan pile burning under his feet. Dr. Ward became trapped in a traitor's love triangle, which was fast becoming even too hot for MI5 to handle. His honeymoon balloon party burst and blood spattered all over the famous faces of his now hypocritical Illuminati. This once handy man to the hierarchy found himself ostracized into what was a very cold war castrati. Ward became the persona non grata, falling from star spandal strata all the way down to the dirt of a beggar's operetta. Juliet skipped town aboard a Spanish jet, then turned to Queen's evidence after signing a deal with the Gutter Press Gazette. Romeo got a recall and reset. The Kremlin decorated him with an Order of Lenin for playing such a cheeky game of Russian roulette. The British elite handed Ward a double-edged sword. He preferred to play the Shakespearean part and drank down a poison chalice for to mend his broken heart. It was to protect country, Christianity and crown that the old guard had brought their iron curtain crashing down. The Thursday Club, with all its courtesan, they merely washed themselves in the blood of a lamb and continued with their ever-so-salacious scam.